Om Shanti. Good evening. Om Shanti. So I counted there are 8 jewels, very special jewels, who are here tonight. So a very warm welcome, a very special welcome to all of you, very special jewels, Baba's very special children from different parts of the world. And we are today starting the Double Foreigners program. And so come nearer. Perhaps I think we could even, I feel very awkward sitting there so far away from you all. Yeah, I thought so. It can make it a very intimate group. So first of all, yeah. So this is such a small group, so very privileged to have a close small group. And we have one brother amongst us who's very special. Let's just organize, and because we're going to watch a little video on the Bab Saman theme, so I just thought we form a little circle around here. Is it okay? Yeah, and I feel closer to all of you. And brother can come closer as well. So first of all, let us introduce to you this. Let's hold down. Yeah, you can take my bag away. Sorry. Why you can come? But a bit far, even they can't see each other. Okay. So I'm Celia from Malaysia. I'm part of the Double Foreigners Planning Team. The translation, is it? Okay. So there's a team also. There are more coming. Come, welcome. So Om Shanti again, a very warm welcome to each and every one of you, Baba's very special jewels from different parts of the world. So today is just a very, I would say, a very small welcome for all of you to start off the Double Foreigners program. And so I would first of all like to wish each and every one of you a very fruitful, a very rewarding, a very worthwhile trip to Madhuban in this very small group, which is also very beneficial because sometimes the group gets so large, you don't know who is who. But this is a very small group, and I'm sure you'll find tremendous benefit as well in a small group like that. But the group will get bigger as the days go by when the IPIP retreat is finishing. And so first of all, let me introduce to you those who have been working for to plan this Double Foreign program, and co-leading with us is Sister Chris from Australia. Come, you're supposed to come onto the stage. Chris from Australia, and both of us have been working to throughout the program, and together with that, Sister Shuna from Zimbabwe and Sister Hung from Vietnam. So four of us have been meeting every day. It's a small group, but then nevertheless, the program is just as large as Madhuban. So you will experience everything from a picnic to yoga parties to master classes to panels to everything. So maybe they would like to also wish each of you some good wishes for your Madhuban trip this time.
Okay, we planned also to share with each other because we knew that not many people have arrived yet. So we thought, why not just meet so that we can make connections with each other. So that's one of the things that I really enjoy about Madhuban is very deep spiritual connections with others. So I wish you that as well.
Om Shanti. I have a little bit more to say because this is a small group, and so, you know, this is the powerhouse, the power group. And, you know, Baba says every day, Ruhani Bachi. So I just remember many years ago, I said to Denise, oh, you know, I'm so surprised at what the soul did, because she was spiritual, very spiritual. And Denise said to me, she wasn't practical. Spirituality is practical. And, you know, when we started off, and we were just, we knew that our welcome session would be holding only a few souls. We spoke about how energy is generated by those who start something. And it becomes part of the collective psyche of all those Brahmins who are in some way connected. So that in a way they really wouldn't miss out, they would, through you, have the connection to everything that starts at the beginning. And so I just wanted to give an example of that. As you know, I'm from Zimbabwe, and I heard about two Zimbabweans who were here but from Abu Dhabi. And so I went to meet them, and we were chatting, and I found out that one of them was for Etihad. And I said, well, I'm not very happy with Etihad, because Etihad lost my luggage, and 2 months ago they did this, and I'm still waiting for them to compensate. So I asked, is this policy? She said, no, not at all. I definitely have to do something about this. So I forwarded emails to her. Well, that afternoon, Etihad paid me. So I said to her, you sent the emails? She said, no. Not yet, sorry. I said, don't worry, they got the message. So it just showed two things. One, there was positivity. Yeah? Absolute positive thought, because in my thoughts had changed, because now I'm with a soul who has authority. And I knew something would be done. And she had already been thinking about it. And so it just showed how that reached those souls from a distance. So in the same way, whatever efforts we put in and our journeys and our efforts to become Bab Saman, it's going to empower the whole group. Om Shanti. So all best wishes.
Om Shanti. My name is Phuong from Vietnam. It's the fourth time I am proud of to help for the double employment program. And when I sit meditation, then Baba said that because you are worthy to be a helper for the Madhuban program here. So I'm very happy, and I hope that everyone to receive the maximum benefit from the program.
Thank you. Thank you. May I have a seat? So as you know, the double foreigners program, the theme for this year is Bab Saman, the journey and the destination. It sounds very familiar, the word Bab Saman. And we have a very special video which we're going to show you now in just a short while. And after that, I'm going to explain to you how and why we derive at this theme. And it seems so appropriate at this time of the cycle. How we came up is just amazing, because a team of 10 of us in the planning team had been thinking about it, communicating with each other and conversing, and suddenly, out of nowhere, this team just emerged. We were thinking of so many other themes, but somehow it just didn't fit. And when this came out, it was like an aha moment. And so everybody felt good. Everybody felt that it's just appropriate. But why the word journey and destination? I'm going to explain a little bit after this video. So just stay on, there are a lot more good things in this little session. Okay, let's watch the video. Oh, Shanti, you like it? Simple, but the message is so clear.
So what is the basis to become Bab Saman? So simple. Study, remembrance. So maybe just a little background. You see, there is already a BK initiative for the year 2019. Think anyone knows about that? Return to the Source? You know? Most of us do know about this team, Return to the Source. And the New York family actually has done tremendous amount of work to present to us amazing materials, written materials, information on the 8 sources of Return to the Source. And in addition to that, they have master classes, webinars, creative meditation, so much material. And that was the theme that we are supposed to use it for the double foreigners for the year 2019. And we thought of that. If we were to use the same theme again, when we have already been using it, most of us, I do not know about you, hearing the classes, listening to the creative meditation, it would seem like a little bit exhaustive, and we thought that we couldn't create anything new out of it. And so, we decided to do something new, but not totally new. So there is a team, about 10 of us from different parts of the world, and every year, we meet once to look at what we have done for the previous double foreigners group. Every year, looking for some newness, something always to improve upon. And most important, the team which would be able to inspire and support the family for their self-progress and especially for their time in Madhuban. Not only that, but beyond and after the Madhuban trip. And so we started to think about it, something that would carry on as a follow-on, not totally new, from the team Return to the Source. And that's how we came about after our 1 week in Peace Village. And when we were there, we had tremendous support from the seniors, the RCs, and especially Mohini Ben. Every day we had wonderful classes, insights from them, and also Judy from New York, Peace Village. She took us through the process, and we also have got inputs from Gayatri Ben, from Sister Wadi, and so on. So, therefore, what came out from that seems very appropriate, very rich, very inspiring for our journey as well. And not that we just come out with the topic. What we did was that for 3 days, we did our own exploration. We had our own sustenance, and after that, we plan out for the journey. And so this Bab Saman is like, it is the calling that it is for our time now, that we should be reaching that stage. And not only that, how would we be able to do it? Is it following Rama Baba, or is it following Shiv Baba? Or is it becoming Brahma Baba, like Brahma Baba, or becoming like Shiv Baba? In a way, both are accurate. Because we have a perfect, a very good example in front of us, Brahma Baba, who is like any one of us, a human being, but has reached that perfect, complete stage. He became karmatik. And so therefore, the journey is following Brahma Baba. But ultimately, he also reached the destination of becoming like Shiv Baba. returning to the source. So therefore, we felt very good with this theme because Bab Saman, the journey and the destination, ultimately enable us to return to the source. The journey becoming like following the footsteps of Brahma Baba and reaching our ultimate aim and goal of beyond, of being bodiless, karmatic, and becoming nothing, just like a point, Chief Baba, incorporeal. And also, we have got a very beautiful journal. I took it out somewhere, prepared for this. So every time when you come, we think of Madhuban as a program, and we always put Madhuban program. But what we would like a little bit different this year is that not that you're coming in, attending classes, attending workshops, attending retreats, listening to panels and all that, but make it very special this time that your trip here is like a retreat. And this is the starting point of a retreat, so that ultimately when you go back, it is as if you started your journey home. You started on your self-transformation, progressively, until you reach that destination. Some of us, number-wise, may be earlier, we do not know, but at least we have started with this initiative. Do you like this? That today you're starting on a retreat. And so this journal has got 8 stepping stones. We're going to share with you a little bit. This is like a teaser. On the 11th at 9:30, those who like it, who like to take on this journey together with all of us, you get the copy of the journal, and then together we work on it. There are 8 stepping stones. And then we'll do 1 step, maybe at a time, each time we meet, but we would like you to be committed, because not that we don't want to give you a copy, we would like to give everyone a copy, but it's no point just taking the copy and keeping it in the book and every now and then just looking at it. We would like each and every one of us to go through, to work at it, because it's very rich materials. Some of it we have got extracts of Avyak Mulis, and at the end of it, some questions for us to reflect, some activities, and so it is very, very useful. So I won't say a lot yet, because we're going to go through it on the 11th at 9:30, something out of the special of the program that we have planned out for you. And so the program that we will have every day, morning and evenings, are based on the topics relating to Bab Saman, or related to Bab Saman, or about Bab Saman, the journey. So the topics, as you can see in the workshops, the classes, the master classes, the panels, whatever they are related to this topic in this very intensive 8 days, I think they're having, from now until the 16th. I'm not going to talk about 17, because 17, we're going to do something if you're still here, but if you are not, because most of them are living on the 17 or 18, or in fact they have to shift to Pandavavan on the 17 and 18, so we have planned a very special program for you until the 16th. And so today we're going to start off with some very warm activities to welcome you. And for that, I would like to ask Mr. Krish to come along. So before that, do you have any questions on the team? Anything you'd like to clarify or know, but a bit more? Okay. So.
Okay, thanks, Celia. So before we become nothing, there's a bit to do. And the next thing I was to do was to for us to introduce by country. So I know a lot of you have travelled a lot today and quite tired, but there's a few of us here, so it might be nice if we introduce ourselves very briefly so we get to know, and then when we see each other's face for the next week or few days, then we've got new friends. So maybe, Brother, if you can just make a little bit more of a circle here. And Ben, if you could move back a little bit, Bina, Annette, Linda. Is that everybody? Enough chairs for everybody? We'll start at this end while they're sorting themselves out. So you're Spanish. So if you could just give, would you like, invite everyone? If you don't want to, you don't have to, but it'd be nice to know just your name, country, and then we're going to, maybe, okay, I'm going to change things a little bit, because we're invited to join meditation at 7 p.m. in Harmony Hall. So maybe what we'll do now, we were going to do some little question, but if we can introduce ourselves, our name, our country, and something about your aim for Madhuban. Something about your aim, yeah, for Madhuban. Is that okay? Antonia, you're first.
I'm Begoña, also from Mallorca, Spain. And the aim is go deeper and deeper in silence.
My name is Isabel from France. I don't speak English a lot, and I understand sometimes yes, sometimes no. My aim is to reconnect deeply inside. A point in my story to begin another travel.
Yes, my name is Hương from Vietnam. My aim from to come to Madhuban to make in my to make myself stronger, more powerful. Yeah.
Om Shanti. My body's name is Bina, and I came from Australia, but basically I'm from India. Mm-hmm. I came here in this Brahmacharya's knowledge for meditation. Because I belong to a Sikh family, and you hear this in this telefilm. Main words you have listened, all those words are from Guru Granth Sahib. And so, knowledge is we have, but we don't know how to attach, how to connect with Baba. So I came here and then I learned how to connect Baba. And what is our originality?
What's your aim this trip to Madhuban?
Aim is meditation and feel free. Word. Free bird. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Om Shanti. My name is Gyan. I am from Melbourne, Australia. And my aim this trip, I have been 4 times in Madhuban. My aim is to get deep meditation and keep connected to Baba.
My name is Annette and I'm from Australia, and I was having an interesting feeling coming to Madhuban this time, because I wasn't having the same interest that I had before, and I was thinking, why is that? And I thought, oh, this is part of disinterest, but detachment and disinterest. And I'm thinking, okay, how can I make a stage of disinterest, be a stage of like interest but with detachment. So I'm going to be focusing on that and journeying that and experiencing that.
I'm Linda from Australia, and I didn't really have too many thoughts about what I was going to aim for this trip, but I think today's Merle was quite nice. And Scales of Happiness.
I'm Rasmi. I'm from Australia. My aim to be here is like accumulating more yoga power connected with Baba.
Om Shanti. My name is Wei. I'm from Malaysia. Actually, I haven't got any aim for this time. My feeling is just that I'm coming home. Coming home.
My name is Dinesh. I'm coming from Mexico. Basically, I'm from India, Bharatwasi. And my aim is to get more connected to Baba, and at this moment, I need more power. Thank you.
Well, I share mine as well. My name is Celia. I'm from Malaysia. So, two aims. One is to be available and to be totally engaged, being part of the double foreign planning team, and now here in implementing it. And secondly, personal aim is knowing the theme of this double foreign season. I really like this very much, Bab Saman. And previously, I also was thinking how to reach that stage. But this time, I felt very fortunate because there are tools in front of me. There's a booklet. I just have to go through it. Others have spent time researching and getting the booklet out for us. So I've been reading it a bit, not too much yet, but I hope to really work on it. And in addition, there are the seniors here, the classes, the workshops and other things. So I feel closer to my overall aim to becoming Bab Saman. I really like such big words, but I've not been able to work on it. Like karmatic, complete, perfect. There was one year, I think that's not too long ago, Baba said that it's the year of completion. And I felt very quite dissatisfied with myself because I was not very near 50%, near there. So this time I hope to be nearer with this trip. So thank you for being on the journey with us, with me.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So my main aim is to become more detached. And so the way I've seen it is that, I've observed that so often my thoughts are connected to what I see with my eyes. So I know that my intellect is following my mind instead of the other way around. So I know that the intellect has to be focused on the unseen, on what cannot be touched, smelt, felt. We can feel the essence of Baba, the vibrations of Baba. So that's really my focus, is that more and more to have the intellect focused on that silence and stillness, so that the mind is following that rather than the intellect following the mind. So I think it's the only way that we can really detach from what we're seeing with our eyes and connecting us with our physical eyes. Okay, Om Shanti.
My aim is to become purified a little bit and to have deeper experiences of Baba. And it's sort of keeping it pretty simple, but I also find in Madhavan, within every moment, there can be such magic experiences, and I am finding that, so I'm really enjoying. So, thanks. So let's, you know, really hold that aim close to ourselves, and get one if we didn't have one, but no doubt, you know, Baba has brought us here, and Baba has brought us here together, so we'll all be fulfilled, as we know, you know, that has to happen one way or another, and sometimes it's in unexpected ways. And I find that too, that's also my experience, little surprises. So for this little session, we're going to wind up now and then go over for meditation. But the last thing was that we were going to acknowledge our first timers. So is anyone here for the first time apart from Rashmi? No. So Rashmi, you are the honoured special jewel, our guest. So for our closing meditation, I'd like to invite you to come to the front and lead meditation for us. And we'll give you give her a proper chair, not a footstool. See, you can see I'm from Australia. Because I know, I'm really touched actually. I want to give her a hug. She's such a dear soul. And she has really been through, I'm going through it right now, what she's been through. A hell of a lot to get here. And she's incredibly cooperative in the centre. She's always cheerful, she's very sweet. And really, well done to her. So no doubt Baba will fill her with a lot. So for just a couple of minutes, you can lead us in meditation. Rather, could we have one music?